Blog Talk Radio.
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts, I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. She like my dance moves, guess I'm a man, she comes to a fan, now we making fast moves. Looking for love, but it never lasts, I guess it's casual. Hands in my pants, she looking for bands, it's something that's brand new. So to watch what that bad do, cause it can get litty when I'm in my city. You know it's my phone, you play me loud. I need a bitty to show me some titties, the real definition of hanging out. Maybe some kitty, cause I'm really pretty, but I know you shout when the gang around. Ain't got no time to just hang around, fucking the fight and we bang it out. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
Price bought a bitch for the thrill. I fuck bitches on me and all worth a bill. I get it poppin' by all in the means. I hold up my wrist, that's a bending machine. Ain't having issues looking fettuccine. You fucking King Pluto, you get what you're dreaming. Pop up my top, got me splashing codeine. Talk about your wardrobe, you fucking the king. Came out the bottle like 400 troopers. Put a switch on it and go make a movie. Trippin' on X, I'm totally polluted. Bitches on bitches, they done my recruiting. Hoes, they goin' both ways. They get it poppin' on good medication. Diamonds on me, Bobby Brown. Diamond be dancin' on me, Young Jay. I put them Rolex diamonds on my trigger finger. Walk on down, leave a nigga in the cold. I put a finish spur on a cha-cha. Had to turn up on no nigga hoe. And she do it all, my nigga say. I'm controlling my bitch without using a remote. I done came from the bottom, I started with nothing. Had to go out and give me a drink, girl. I had a special new army, started the trenches. These bitches gon' do what I say. I'm poppin' my shit, you know damn well I'm lit. I been fucking these thotties, I'm loaded and rich. Came up from nothing, you know these racks. All these gold digging bitches. I sit the smoke, tell a nigga on fire and kill all the witnesses.
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby taste the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her ass a Lex. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on the X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you callin'.
feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment when you say it cause you're mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. On my trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a tout. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment when you say it cause you're mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
All right, all right. Let's get this show started. We're going to have a short show tonight. Got shit to do. I'm cleaning out my pool and the whole nine, so I got shit to do. Hold on. Let me, already went live on, what's this shit called? YouTube. Now let me do, Instagram. Alright, I'm live on Instagram. So ain't got nothing planned tonight to talk about, so I'm just gonna start taking questions. By the way, we got a upcoming seminar in Las Vegas. I'm working on getting the flyer done right now. And all of y'all who want to, you know, go to a seminar in Vegas, plus hang out, gamble, party, whatever you do, come out to Vegas and listen to your boy Jonah Beck. I'm going to go to the first caller. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the guys. What's going on, John?
Oh, man, everything is wonderful, magnificent, and great. How's everything with you?
I say, it's slow motion, but it's going. I can't complain.
Sometimes slow motion is the way it got to be.
Yeah, sometimes, right. I was going to ask you, the conversation that we had, you know, it was the Patreon conversation. I wanted to tell you that the Library of Congress, they've been doing things different now. You know, once upon a time, you can just call there and just, you know, order, like, pages and things like that.
No, I knew they were going to switch it up when the woman retired.
What happened? What you mean?
Jane Fitzgerald retired. I knew they was going to change it. She was there for, like, the last 25 years.
Wow. Because it was, she made it. She made it simple. It was definitely simple before.
Well,
now as a whole.
They're trying to block you from getting shit because they don't want you to have the records where you can prove they're lying.
Exactly. Yes, because right after we got up, right after I finished watching everything, because, you know, I didn't make it to the the Zoom or whatever meeting at the time when you first opened or whatever.
Right.
But as soon as I finished watching it, that's the first thing I did. I said, man, that's where we're going to find an archive at. That's what's going to be at. And no, I think maybe two, three times just to even talk to somebody Well, I spoke to people there that worked there, but nobody had no idea what I was talking about. He's like, well, what are you talking about? You need this, you need that. I'm like, listen, you know what I'm saying? I just use a call and I tell you exactly what I needed. And you all tell me, okay, well, it's going to be X amount of, you know, dollars. Right. Once you all find it or whatever, then, you know, pay the X amount of dollars and I receive it. And I'm telling you, I had to go through three different departments or whatever just to find somebody that can tell me, oh, go get, you have to order everything on the internet now. And it's still, and the time is even more lengthier. So they can't give prices or anything. So anyway, I'm in the process of still getting the information to see.
Right.
I mean, you know, even right now at this moment, even after speaking to them and going on the internet, I still don't know if the information is, you know, available there.
Right.
But anyway, I just want to let you know I'm definitely doing my due diligence. I'm definitely ready to do this.
Thank you. I need help. I need help to get us what we need. So I appreciate you. You took on the task. You know, a lot of people expect me to do everything myself, and it's just I can't do it no more. I try.
I feel you. We got lives, you know, at the same time. So much, and they constantly moving things around and changing. Hey,
right.
Yeah, it's going to take, all
we
of
master it. When we master something, that's when they switch up.
Big facts. Big facts.
Big.
But I didn't really have any questions either. I just wanted to definitely let you know and put that out there. Maybe, you know,
all of y'all that didn't check out what he talking about, go to Patreon and listen to that first Patreon meeting. And you got some gems in there showing you how to discharge even better and easier. And that's classified for the Patreon people. That's why me and him are talking so, you know, mysterious right now. But anyway,
right.
Thanks, y'all. Peace to the
Peace to God.
Solar Child looking for that document, too. We need that document, yo. Anyone who know how to get it, let's get it. All right, I'm going to next caller, 254-338. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
I'm looking at, I agree wholeheartedly. Looking at going down there and doing the name change. I just actually got the price for the petition. And I know, mm-hmm, I won't be doing any social. I won't be doing any birth certificate. But when it comes to, let's say, Identico, it's the type of company that I came across for fingerprinting. I'm going in there with the driver's license, old driver's license, you know, certificate of security or an ID, right? So it's just like coming through there like an unbeknown, you know what I'm saying? Dumb, deaf, blind, whatever.
Right. I don't know shit. Okay. Can't see nothing. Can't hear nothing. Can't talk about nothing.
Yep.
Change my name.
Word up. And then just finish it up. Once that's done, then it's a matter of declaration of nationality. Does that need to be in that petition?
Yeah, no, you just give it to
them. Oh, okay, so it's like an affidavit that goes with it.
Yeah.
Okay, is that specific or is that just succinct and straightforward? You know, are there subjects or more?
I wrote something specific, and I wrote laws.
I guess. Okay, and in the Jonah Bay School, where can I get that particular?
Hit me in the email talking about you want it. And normally what happens is I used to do that process for people. You're doing it yourself. So you donate me something, and I'll give you the petition.
Can I donate you January
4th,
2014?
What?
I got it. That January 4th, 2014.
What is that?
That's what
you're talking about. I got my show.
Okay, that's what I asked you. Okay, you said no, you didn't have it. Okay, well.
No, I got it. I just don't have it to upload. I have it.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, it's fire. I remember back in the day you were saying that you was trying to get it or something, and so the issue
was
trying to be able to upload.
That was a long time ago. Like, you know, Solar Child, he got everything. He archives
everything. That's what's up. That's great. Okay. All right. Well, I'll send an email and submit the donation and we'll get that going. I'm scheduled for tomorrow for the fingerprinting, and then I'll pay for the probate procedure.
Okay.
And then I guess if I might ask another question pertaining to the Express Trust. You know, I'm recognizing it's everything that the trustee manual is guiding us on, and that foreign trustee, that doesn't necessarily need to be in the public record, does it? It can be in my actual amendments and my personal holdings.
It could be, right? But I prefer it to be on the record. The reason
and they don't
why
want, they don't they emphasize they don't want you to bring it in.
Where'd they do that at?
TX.
Philly?
No, TX, Texas.
Oh, TX. And, I guess you don't have to because they trying to keep your what's the name's private. But see, the reason why I like it on the record is for the fact that they could see it's a foreign trustee and they can't it's a foreign trustee and they can't fuck with none of the property. You know what I mean? I like to warn motherfuckers first, but you could put the warning in your once you do it, then you do your UCC, your non-UCC, and your UCC, and you can tell them it's foreign. You know what I mean?
Right. So, and I was even considering
doing it that way.
I copy that. Now, what about maybe as a as an amendment, a certification of trust amendment? And then adding the name of the foreign trustee and then the description that of the details that's in the actual minutes.
Like I said, you could leave it out and keep it private, or you can bring it forth. You can bring it forth any way you want to bring it forth. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And that seal is on the actual private paperwork that's actually amongst the actual members of the agreement, anything that we make.
That seal goes on any – you got to use your seal in the signature just like the Secretary of State uses this. It ain't like the Secretary of State signs your paperwork. You know what I mean?
Right.
They just put the seal in all of that, and that's what it is. You feel me?
Indeed. I do. Thank you.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, next caller, 321-291. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the God, Jonah Bay. How you feeling, God?
I'm feeling wonderful, magnificent. Great.
There we go, God. Peace, man. Appreciate you coming on today, Jonah. I have a couple questions, about two questions, pertaining to some cases I'm working with.
Okay.
We got a case, did two arraignments, right? The property, we did two arraignments already. Yeah, they, it was 5 minutes. So they keep rescheduling their arraignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
We put in the Administrative Procedures Act, a motion, in a sense. They put in a motion, sign an affidavit.
You put in the eighth grade that you didn't want to be in the administrative courts, is what you're saying?
Yes. And they moved to a hearing, a Feretta hearing, and to hear the APA, right? So I was saying, okay, they blow past the arraignment, so they couldn't do nothing in the arraignment. So now they ask for a motion hearing. I mean, a hearing on Feretta hearing and a hearing on what I put in the APA. Now, in saying that, would you still stand on the jurisdictional stance or, you know, show me,
you are
the constitutional.
The APA is a jurisdictional document. You're saying, yo, y'all don't have jurisdiction. Put me in the proper court, Article 3.
Now, would now, in that, in saying that, I get that. Are they trying to gain, or would you be giving up jurisdiction?
All right, let me answer your question even better. Spell Feretta.
Okay. Ferretta, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-A.
Hold on, slow your ass down.
I'm sorry, bro. One second, Danny. T-T-A. So it's
I'm
sorry.
Go one at a time. F-A-R.
E.
E.
T-T-A.
T-T-A. Nah, son, that ain't spelled right.
Ferretta. F-A-R-T-T-A.
You mean
F-A-R-E.
F-A-R-E-T-T-A.
That's correct. That's correct.
Man, you spelled it right. Let's find out what they saying it for.
You there, Jonah?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I got a read.
Okay.
All right, so what is a Ferretta hearing, and when is it held? A Ferretta hearing is conducted if a defendant wishes to represent himself and waive court-appointed defenders. So they're trying to see if you are fit to do your own case.
Mm-hmm.
It says criminal defendants have the right to represent themselves pro se under the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution. However, a defendant's decision to waive his right to counsel represent him or himself must be done knowingly and intelligently. Now, for you, I would definitely do an affidavit saying this is what you want. You understand ramifications and you know what you're doing, and put it in affidavit form. That's all that hearing is about, for them to try to test you. You like, I'm not taking no fucking test. This is what I want.
Exactly.
This is what I want. It is protected by the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Yep.
So suck my dick.
Word. So suck my dad dick, motherfucker.
Right. It ain't,
I had so much, Jonah, I wanted to tell him. You put it succinctly, because I'm like, how the hell you going to tell me I got to listen to you to even conduct? If somebody injured me, you going to tell me I have to pass a test to tell me if they injured me? Like, what the hell kind of shit y'all running? You know, that's totally unconstitutional in my eyes. Okay, I get it, Joe.
From the Constitution, they trying to make it seem like you know, a Ferretta hearing. Nah, nigga. You said it yourself. The Constitution says I have the right to defend myself with no motherfucking to waive this fucking lawyer, and that's what's going to happen. See, they trying to force a lawyer on you. They trying to go through the motion.
All day. That's the game they play, dog. All day long.
Sure.
That's how they play it. But no doubt, Jonah, definitely for giving me some more clarity. Appreciate it,
guys. When you look at that, doing that affidavit for the Ferretta hearing, look up the definition of Ferretta. Write those words in there. This is what my right is.
Yeah. So you can't. They can't say not a damn thing, because that's what they should have based on. No doubt. Yeah, because they kept playing around. Please God.
I got room for one more caller. We only got 5 minutes. I'm going to 254-338. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. John, I had a question for you. First and foremost, are you available for a consultation anytime soon?
Oh, my God. Yo, check this out. My consultation schedule is totally open. I don't have no one to call tomorrow.
Great. Okay, I'll be booking that. And then my next question, in pertaining to debt collectors or like mortgage lenders coming after you, then it's in my husband's name. Like, they're trying to come at me. in regards to him. Is that something that can happen, or like how does that actually work?
It could, but in the Constitution, it says you don't keep none of the bills of your husband. You don't have to pay nothing. It's constitutional that you won't. So we will go over that Constitution. I'll show you in Georgia where it says that you find it in your Constitution, put it in an affidavit, and tell them, suck your dick.
So I guess my husband's dick, because I don't have a dick. But okay.
I know. I was being facetious.
I hear you. Okay, yeah, I was just worried about that. If they could try to come, you know, against him because of me, you know, if I respond or not respond, then, like I said, it's not, I'm not even on the loan or anything, so how can they be trying to come at
and
me
you
for him?
You
could
explain that, too. You got on the loan. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay. Okay, then. That's what's up. That's all I had. Thank you.
Hi,
one more question, if I may.
Damn. Hello?
I'm here. I just got back on the Patreon. Will I be able to access, like, your old information being on the Patreon now?
Everything.
Okay, great, because I know you had a lot of bum information that I missed, and I want to get back on it. Okay, that's it. You can mute me. Thank you.
The brother says, no, it ain't Jonah. I need you to call me about my GSA bonds, God. Call me, brother. Do you got a consultation? If you do, text my number and give me your consultation number so I can check it. I might have missed one, but I don't think I did. And if you don't have a consultation, get one and we could look at your GSA bonds. No problem, bro. I'm going to call 518-322. Peace to the God.
Peace, God. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to connect. So I'm finally getting ready to do this injunction. And I just want to confirm, how is the certificate of service going to happen?
The service is you with an affidavit saying you mailed it to this person and that person. That's all that is. And get it notarized.
So when I go to the notary, right, and I have all these names and addresses listed, they just sign it? They don't got to see nothing?
No, they don't.
Okay. So I'm just coming with that piece of paper with the names and addresses.
Yeah, certificate of service. It should be attached to that injunction. Yeah.
And I can do that before I actually send it out, or should I send it out to those people?
You have to do the affidavit. Has to go with the original injunction. Yeah. That's how it's done in court. You'll get used to it.
Okay. So they sign it, then I make copies, then I send it to all those people.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood. I appreciate it.
It's all good. You're a newbie, man. It's all good, all right? Peace, man, and happy hunting.
Much love.
All right, that's our show for tonight. I said it was going to be a short one. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to y'all again Wednesday. Peace to the gods.